In this screencast, I will discuss how to enable the new IE8 feature called Accelerator in your web applications. IE8 accelerators enable users to find information without leaving the web page. For example, a user can select an address from a web page and then preview the map of the address, with an option to view a full web page with additional information from a mapping service, such as Map with Live Maps. Or a user can select a word or phrase and look up the word using the dictionary service offered by dictionary.com. Accelerators are grouped by function so that users can quickly access the information that they want. You can set the default accelerator for a given category when you install the accelerator or through the Manage Add-ons dialog box in IE8. The default categories include Add, Block, Define, Map, Send, and Translate. If the accelerator doesn't fit a recommended category, you can define your own. There are a number of accelerators available for IE8, such as Find on eBay, Share on Facebook, etc. You can find them at www.ieaddons.com. Let's shift gear now and look at how we can enable an accelerator service on a website. It is basically a two-step process. Step 1. Accelerator service providers will need to create accelerator services first. Creating an accelerator service is similar to creating a web service that takes some input parameters. For this webcast, I will use a map service that has already been created and focus on the discussion of the XML template file that is required on the web server in order to make accelerator services available to users. Step 2. Once the accelerator service is made available, users can install it from your website by clicking the button or link that you put on the web page. Accelerators are described by an XML file that provides the interface of how the browser should communicate with the accelerator service through URL templates. Let's take a close look at each of the elements in the XML file of the example. The namespace of the XML file for the accelerator service is based on the Open Service Schema version 1.0. The homepage URL element specifies the URL address of the homepage of the service provider. The display element contains the display properties that are presented to the user. Within the display element, there are two sub-elements, name and icon. The name element contains the name of the service that is displayed to the user on the context menu. Accelerator names should lead with a verb followed by the service provider. For example, find on eBay. The value must contain 50 characters or less of plain text. The icon element is optional. It contains a URL that specifies the location of the icon for the service. The activity element contains the information specific to the accelerator service. The category attribute contains a type of accelerator. As I mentioned earlier, it can be one of the default values such as map, or you can define a custom value as the category of your service. The context attribute of the activity action element must be either selection, which is the default value, document, or link. It basically tells the browser what the accelerator should act on, the text user selected, the current document, or the selected URL. The preview element contains the information for previewing a web page. The return content must be HTML that fits within a 320 by 240 window. The method attribute contains a type of HTTP submission for previewing the web page. The value must be either GET or POST. The default value is GET, which may be omitted. The parameters are specific to the service. For example, it will use selected text stored in the variable B and other values to execute the service. The execute element is the core component of the accelerator URL template. It contains the information for executing an accelerator. The parameter element contains names and values for the action URL. The parameter value can reference an accelerator variable. For example, to reference the selected text, use the curly bracket plus the keyword selection. If you want to make a variable optional, simply add the modifier question mark at the end of the variable. The type attribute indicates how to transform the accelerator variable selection. The value must be either text, which is the default, or HTML. I should mention that there are two ways of defining parameters in a URL template: inline parameters and form-based parameters. The example you see here uses the form-based parameters. If inline parameters are used, the action value will be the same URL plus question mark, Q, equal sign, curly bracket, selection, and a closing curly bracket. Now let's look at how to put the example to action. What you see on the screen is an ASP.NET web project that I just created. I added an XML file to the project, cut and pasted the text of the example to the XML file, and saved it as getmap.xml. I also added a button to the default web page and renamed the web page as acceleratordemo.aspx. The button's onclick event calls window.external.addService using JavaScript. The add service basically uses the information specified in the getmap.xml file to install the map accelerator service. If I switch to the design mode, you will see a standard web page with a button and some text. Press F5 to start the application. To add the web accelerator service, all I need to do is click on the button. It's asking me if I want to add the accelerator to the browser. For this demo, I click Cancel. So once the web service is available, now you can test it by selecting the text, click on the accelerator icon. As you see, the map with live search is available. You can preview the map, or you can click on the map with live service to open the full page. So as you see, once you have created an accelerator service, it is pretty easy to make the service available for users to install and use. There are many resources available from the Microsoft website and the internet where you can learn more about accelerators. For example, the IE8 Readiness Toolkit website and the Open Service Accelerators Developer Guide website. Thanks for watching.